It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style,
every home. När grupparbetet går från stökigt till succé. Tack vare några snack wraps för 30 kronor styck. Det är en winning deal. Bara på McDonald's.
Maybe you from the 1970s. When the Los Angeles Rams was known as the prison foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you were in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you're in the here and now with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. You can rock Eric Dickerson. You can rock Marshall Faulk, Isaiah Bruce, and Kurt Warner. Or maybe you rocking Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ramley Talk. I'm here on this Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, first and foremost. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, including Ram Nation out there. It's good. It's a Thanksgiving weekend. I want to be the first to say Happy Thanksgiving on this week. As you know, with Thanksgiving being on Thursday, I would not be doing a show on Thanksgiving, so I'm doing it today on this Tuesday. Hope y'all having a great Tuesday, a great, wonderful day. Yesterday was Victory Monday. Today is Victory Tuesday because the Rams got a victory that I ain't finna recap because I'm not going to take too much of your time. We're going to get in and get out because, you know, like I said, it's the holidays and, you know, we're going to keep rocking and rolling. So, ladies and gentlemen, this past Sunday, the Rams were at home after they bye week and they hosted round two of the Seattle Seahawks. And if y'all remember, week one, we went up to the Pacific Northwest to open up the season and we gave the Seattle Seahawks a good old-fashioned beating. To the tune of, I want to say, 30-13. There was no Cooper Kupp in that game. Puka Nacua, Tutu Atwell took off. Both had 119 yards receiving both. Kerryon Williams did his thing in the run game in that game. But he ran for 52 yards and had two touchdowns on the ground. Stafford threw for 334 yards, but he didn't throw a touchdown pass. It didn't matter. And they held Geno Smith in check. Geno Smith only had 112 yards passing with one touchdown in that game. That was week one. 10 weeks later, it's the rematch up in L.A. How will we fare in the rematch? And this is what we did, ladies and gentlemen. Struggled for most of the game. It was a 13-7 game at halftime led by the Seahawks and became 16-7 going into the fourth quarter. And then 10 unanswered on the fourth quarter by the Los Angeles Rams to take it 17-16. Geno Smith was 22 for 34, throwing for 233 yards and a touchdown. He also got hit and injured. And Drew Lock came in for a couple of series. Drew Lock threw a pick in one of those series. Kendall Walker was injured after four carries into the game for 18 yards. So Zach Charbonnet had to come in. He didn't do too much on the ground. DK Metcalf had a better game than week one. He had five catches for 94 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Lockett, five catches for 51 yards. The Rams, they got through. Matthew Stafford threw for 190 yards of touchdowns and a pick. Royce Freeman led the way in the backfield with 17 carries for 73 yards. Puka Nacua, five catches, 70 yards and a touchdown. Darrell Henderson did some damage out the backfield with four catches, 26 yards. You see Cooper Kupp at the bottom with one catch and 11 because he got injured in the second quarter. He had an ankle injury. They called it a low ankle sprain on this one. But
things happened. But when he left, things started to click with the Rams offense, though. Is it me? Or do the Rams look better without Cooper Kupp, which is like the most ridiculous thing that I just said ever during Ramley Talk? This is literally, and this is season 4 of Ramley Talk, and this is the most idiotic thing that I have ever said, or ridiculous thing I ever said. The Rams look better without Cooper Kupp. Well, it looked the first half, we were stagnant. Came out in the second half, it was moving the ball. We weren't getting points on the ball through the fourth quarter, but the offense looked better in the second half than it did in the first half. Which is amazing to me. It blows my mind that I can say that. But it's what I saw on the field. I don't know if y'all seen it on the field, Ram Nation. Y'all let me know if y'all seen anything different. But what I saw was the Rams looked it better. Matthew Stafford was enforcing the ball to one player. He was passing it around. Puka had 5 catches. Darrell Henderson had 4 catches. DeMarcus Robinson had a few catches. Austin Treadmill had a catch. Tyler Higbee had a catch. Tutu Atwell had a catch. Distribute the ball. I just kind of like 7 different guys, not even kind of Cooper Kupp, who had to catch it in the game. Rams looked better on offense. We got down the field. We put points on the board in the fourth quarter. We put 10 up in the fourth quarter, shutting the Seahawks out in the fourth quarter, thus getting a 17-16 win with Jason Myers missing a 48-yard field goal that went right. That ended the Seahawks' chances to win that game. Thus sweeping the Seattle Seahawks. I think this is the second time in the past 3 seasons that we have swept the Seattle Seahawks. We've been having the Seahawks numbers as of late. And it's not been fun for the people in Seattle. But we've been having their number, okay? We definitely been having their number. So with that being said, the Ram Player of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Do this real quick. Yep, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Puka Nacua, another Ram Player of the Week, getting 46.9% of the votes with his 5 catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Yeah, the fans have voted. Ram Nation voted Puka Nacua. I think this is the third time you have won Ram Player of the Week. I think this is the third time you have won it. You have been sensational when you have gotten your opportunity, sir. And we love, and Ram Nation, we love seeing you getting the ball. Now, we want to find a way that you and Cook can both shine at the same time and not one person being targeted a lot, Matthew Stafford. But, and Sean McVay. But we love seeing our Ricky shine like he does and doing his thing. And it's been a pleasure to watch, sir. It's been a real pleasure to watch. All right. So that's take care of that. We have swept the Seattle Seahawks. We have done our thing. We made it good. We made it happen. It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. And by the way, at 4-6, we are still in the hunt for the playoffs. We are still in the hunt. A lot took place this past weekend. We're still in the hunt. Obviously, the Eagles are 9-1 with a big win in Kansas City on Monday Night Football. Detroit is leading the North. The South is being led by the Saints. We'll be seeing them later on in the season. And, of course, us beating the Seahawks, the 49ers got sole advantage of our division in the NFC West. As of right now, your wild cards are the Dallas Cowboys at 7-3. You have the Seattle Seahawks at 6-4. And then the Minnesota Vikings at 6-5. In the hunt right now, outside with us, are the Green Bay Packers, who beat us, so they have the tiebreaker. The Atlanta Falcons, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are currently below us, if I remember correctly, if I looked at the standings correctly. Yeah, I'm looking at the standings right now. So after the Vikings at 7, it goes Packers, Rams, Falcons, Bucks, Commanders, all the way 4 wins. Commanders got a tough one on Thanksgiving because they got to go to the Cowboys. I don't know who the Bucks and Falcons play. I don't know who Green Bay plays, but we are still in the hunt. We still have a chance to make the playoffs. Season's not done yet. We're not done. We still got a chance. So shout out to the Rams getting the big win, sweeping the Seattle Seahawks now. We got to take a trip to the desert and face up with the Arizona Cardinals. I'll talk about that after this commercial break.
We'll be right back.
The Playmakers Blog is sponsored by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment. So much to stream. From shows and movies you can only catch here on Paramount Plus, whether it be from CBS, BET, Comedy Central, Liquid Loading, and so much more. The new home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series, movies, and sports when you sign up for Paramount Plus with Showtime. Catch exclusive originals from Paramount Plus such as Star Trek, Strange Wars, The Family Stallones, Halo, and so much more. You also can stream live sports like NFL on CBS, the UEFA Champions League, the Masters, and the SEC on CBS. Paramount Plus, you can stream up to 3 devices when you create an account. So Paramount Plus plan starts at $5.99. If you hit that link below, you can get a free trial. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ramley Talk. We are doing some big things here. Like I said before the break, we are still in the hunt at 4-6. We are not out of the playoff mix in the NFC. And with that being said, to get to win number 5, we're taking a trip to the desert, to Phoenix, to Glendale, Arizona, to face off with our second division matchup of consecutive weeks and our second matchup with the Arizona Cardinals, okay? Teams look completely different, but we previously faced off, I want to say we faced off in week seven. And then in week 7 right here in the City of Angels at SoFi Stadium, we beat the Arizona Cardinals 26-9. Back then, they had Joshua Dobbs on the team, who's now the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings right now and doing things over there. Back in week 6 when we played first. Week 6, ladies and gentlemen, week 6. In that game, we helped Dobbs to 235 passing yards and an interception. He also was the leading rusher with 7 carries for 47 yards, and Marco Wilson was the leading receiver at 3 catches, 62 yards. On the other side, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Stafford had a great game. Here are the statistics right here. Matthew Stafford, 15 for 24, 226, and a touchdown. That game, we gave it to Kerryon Williams, who had 20 carries, 158 yards, and a touchdown to lead the way. Cooper Kupp, that was his second game back from his IR injury with his hamstring. He had 7 catches for 48 yards and a touchdown. Didn't take much to do. We did enough that we needed to do on offense. Defense carried away. But Kerryon Williams warning for 158 yards was something to behold to do that thing. So that was back in week 6. That was in L.A. Now we're in the desert, ladies and gentlemen. Kyler Murray is back. Kyler Murray is 1-1 in his 2 games that he's played. He led Arizona to a win over. They lost this past weekend. They was playing against Houston. And he led them to a win against the Atlanta Falcons. His first game back was against the Falcons. And he led them to a 25-23 win. That was 2 weeks ago. Kyler Murray was 19 for 32, 249 yards passing with 1 interception. But his sheer determination of being who he is as Kyler Murray didn't faze them and kept them in the game, and they ended up winning. Last week, this past Sunday, they was in Houston to take on the surprising Houston Texans. And thus, it was a back-and-forth affair. C.J. Stroud threw 3 picks, but he still led his team to a 21-16 win. Kyler Murray was 20 for 30, 214 yards of touchdown and an interception. They did get James Conner back, so they have James Conner back for this game now. And we'll see Kyler Murray for the first time in 2023, and the only time we'll see Kyler Murray in the year 2023. Right now, here's your league rankings. Right now, the Rams are 18th in offense, 15th in defense, 15th in passing, and 15th in rushing. While the Cardinals, on the other hand, are 19th in offense, 27th in defense, 26th in passing, and 5th in rushing. So the first meeting was the Rams running game, having a balanced attack, having over 150 yards rushing and over 200 yards passing to dominate that game. How would it be this game? Can we do the same thing we did in week 1? Stafford's back. We're going to see about Kupp. Getting help back in the backfield, even though Royce Freeman has filled in admirably. You must say Royce Freeman has filled in admirably. In the 4 games we had Royce Freeman, 3 of the 4 games, he has ran the ball very effectively for the Rams. Whether they want to give him a ball a lot or not, which is
play calling. Royce Freeman has done a very good deal. So our first game with, let me see one. Our first game with Royce Freeman was against Pittsburgh. He had 12 carries for 66 yards. He was averaging over 5 yards a carry in that game. The next game was Royce Freeman versus the Cowboys. We didn't have a shot on that one. We got blown out of the gym in the first quarter, so I won't even count the rushing attack that he did in that one. Against the Green Bay Packers before our bye week, Royce Freeman has one of his worst games, 12 carries for 32 yards. And then this past weekend, Royce Freeman led the way with 17 carries for 73 yards. Royce Freeman has been very good to us. Very good to us. So I like what I'm seeing with him. Derrick Henson, he had his time to shine as well. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Sean McVay came out and said Cooper Kupp is day-to-day with a lateral ankle sprain. And running back Kerryon Williams to return this week versus the Cardinals. We are getting our main guy back in the backfield, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll see what we're going to do. We still got Darren Henderson. We still got Royce Freeman. Okay. Ronnie Ribbles. No word on Ronnie Ribbles yet. But that is the main thing. It says here, McVay confirmed running back Kerryon Williams will return this week. Williams has been on an injury reserve since mid-October with an ankle injury. Coach McVay said, quote, it'll be great to be able to get him back. His productivity, his play energy, his overall presence. He's a guy that we've missed. So that's good to get him back for this game. Last time he saw this team, remember I just showed you, 20 carries, 158 yards and a touchdown. Now we got Royce Freeman, who's been carrying the load most of the time. He's been doing a phenomenal job. The 1-2 punch back there, and you got Derrick Henson throwing in. You want a three-headed monster backfield. Is something I'm looking forward to this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And with that being said, we sweep the Seahawks. Why not sweep the Cardinals while we at it? Why not drop the Cardinals to 2-10 on the season, okay? Why not? We're not. They're 2-9. They ain't really much going on right now. They can't salvage anything right now. Let's see who they're going to keep and who they're going to let go. So why not make it? Might not drop the Cardinals 2-10. Let us go to 5-5. Get us back to 500. Do the not 500, but make us 5-6, should I say. Do what we got to do. Sweep them, sweep the Seahawks, and let the chips fall where they may as we keep trying to fight to get in the playoff position, all right? So with that being said, that is it for Ramley Talk on this short edition on this Thanksgiving weekend. Have a lovely and a wonderful Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Say that again. Have a wonderful and lovely Thanksgiving week. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your food. And enjoy your football, because I know I will on this Thanksgiving weekend. And then next week, Ram Nation, when we come back, we will recap what took place out in the desert in Glendale, Arizona. And then we'll get ready for our two matchups with the AFC North, one being the Cleveland Browns, and then the other one being the Baltimore Ravens. I'm the Playmaker signing out. Enjoy the holiday.
Thank you for tuning in to Rambly Talk. Rambly Talk is sponsored by Fanatics, Lids, and Paramount Plus. Get your favorite sports appeal with Fanatics or Lids, and get great streaming service with Paramount Plus. If you want to donate to the program, you can donate to us via Cash App, $DPlaymakers. That is again, $DPlaymakers. And remember, you can follow and subscribe to Rambly Talk on all podcast directories, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And those of you who are on Apple, leave us a great review, leave comments on how you feel about Ramley Talk and the episode that you listen to. Tune in again next time for more Ramley Talk, hosted by The Playmaker.